Why don't you make some noise? Come on.
Because you are good. Father, in your scripture, oh Lord, David says some incredible things about you, of how you are the anchor of our life, that you are the light that lights our life, that you are the fragrance that flows into our life. And Father, this morning we come to give you thanks. We come to honor you. For you are the one who cast the stars in the skies and named them. And the scripture says that you hold the earth and the universe in the span of your hand. So Father, this morning as we come to worship you, we want to thank you. We want to thank you in Jesus' name. This morning I just want to sit there. I had this thought running through my head as I'm standing here. Don, what are you thankful for this morning? I want you to ask the people to verbalize this morning. What are you thankful for this morning? Who wants to go first? What is it that something that are you are thankful for? Anyone here? Quick.
Hey.
All right. He got a job. Hallelujah. He can pay rent. Now I'm blessed. No, that's good. Where'd you get a job? Oh, you have a job. Oh, I thought you got another job. It's going to work him double time. He has a job. Supplies his needs, doesn't it? Natty. Oh, praise God. And I'm thankful that God placed you in this church. I'm thankful for my God. Anybody else? Quick. God's presence. You're going to see a statistic today that when I do those things, that there are only 30% of the people in churches in Tulsa that can say, I have felt the presence of God in church. 70% of the church, it's a Barna survey of churches in Tulsa, 70% of the people say, I have never experienced or felt the presence of God in church. Now, I don't know what churches those are. I don't know what sizes they are. But it is a big demographic that was done by Barna. That is scary, isn't it? Another thing we're blessed for.
Health.
A God that what? Oh, a God that believes in us. That is powerful. It's powerful for this one reason. I'm not successful in life because of people I believe in. Listen, I believe Abraham was a great guy. I believe George Washington was a great guy. I believe that Ronald Reagan was a great guy. But that doesn't make me successful in life. But it's the people who believe in me that cause me to be successful and to drive myself. You know what? I study hard every week because I have a group of people who believe that they're going to come and hear the Word of God and believe in what God can speak through me. But when we have a God, like she said, that believes in us, oh, how prosperous and prosperous is that. Who else? Carol, you said?
Health.
Health. I thank God for health and for healing. I thank God that this week we're going to celebrate a thing called Thanksgiving. And that we're going to offer up our homes and our lives to a God that has come and caused the rain to come. To grow the crops that we can harvest that brings joy. Amen. You got something else?
This is from Psalms 33. It was last night I read it during prayer time here. I just read it over and over and over and over again because I'm a little hard-headed and sometimes it takes a while for it to get into my head and then into my spirit. So, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to Him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Omar. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. Sometimes we don't understand that, do we? We don't understand the fires in California. We don't understand the hurricanes. But in the midst of the fire, He's still faithful, guys. He's still there. We lost a church in Paradise, California, a Fourscore church. It's completely gone. But trust me, He's still faithful to that congregation, and He'll raise them back up. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth. You guys need to get a picture of that. He spoke that into existence with just His breath. All the stars, all the mountains, the moon, the sun, He just breathed it and it was there. It's almost too much to take in, but I remember I was skiing not too long ago and I got to the mountaintop and it was just like the Lord I just made this with my word. He gathers the water of the sea into jars. And I looked that up, and the jars was, He gathers the water into a heap. Into a heap. So all the waters, He just gathers them all together. He puts the deep into the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. It's not going anywhere. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of His heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The people He chose for His inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place, He watches all who live on earth. He forms the hearts of all who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him. And not a scared fear that He's gonna strike you down if you do something wrong, but a reverent fear, a righteous fear. Or those who hope is in unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice. for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you.
Speak to anybody's heart this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Father. In the name of Jesus, I command this body to begin to function in the way that you have designed it. Father, it's a miracle to watch the transformation. But Lord, now the body doesn't know when to stop, and the adversary would want to take a hold. But I, the Lord, say that I am touching you and I am healing you from the very top of your head to the soles of your feet, for I have a work for you that is bigger than what you think, and I will accomplish what I have begun and what I have started inside of you, says the Lord. So therefore, humble yourself before me. Lend your ear to me. Begin to listen as I will begin to speak treasures over you. And I say that in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that this marriage becomes stronger than it has ever come before. The work that you've laid before these two people, I don't know totally what it is or how it's going to come about or when it's come about. But Father, you are already laying the foundation for that work to be one that will last for years and years and years. And I say that in the name of the Lord Jesus. What's that oil? Carol, could you wipe something up? I poured that out. Is there anyone else that needs any healing or any touch of their body? This morning I was talking to someone and I said, they asked about last week's service. Well, did God move? Did people come forward? They were worried about that. I said, God moved in a very unique way. And I want to be a church that's very open to God moving in a way that we know that it's Him and not us. Amen? Jeff Shoulders. Jeff, come here. Roger, being in leadership, will you come with me and pray for Jeff? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, the scripture just simply says for us to come and to anoint with oil. And Father, it is the prayer of the faith, the prayer of the righteous, the faith of the righteous, that Father, that you will bring healing. And that's what the scripture says. So in faith, Lord, we pray right now for healing, not only in the shoulder, but in other areas of this body that may be out of connection with the way that it's designed. So Father, I ask for releasing healing. The scripture that keeps coming to me this morning is there's healing in your wings. But it didn't happen till someone reached out and touched it. Jeff, there comes a point in your life that you need to begin to reach out in faith to those wings. I don't know how that is with you or where that is, but there's a need for you to reach to Him and not expect Him to come to you to reach out. And I just feel that the Lord's saying that this morning, to step out, to reach out in faith. Amen? Anybody else? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we just worship you this morning. We just give you honor and praise this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy. holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free, free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shine like the sun in all of his brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free, free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. All that you've done for me. That you've done for me. Before I spoke a word, singing over me, you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind. Jesus, you are the one who saves me. I was sure a foe. Seal your love for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all. Been so, so kind to me. All the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I don't deserve it, but still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Your love is reckless. Your love is reckless. In your surrender. And when you take a chance to lift up your hands and not be afraid of who's to the left or to the right, who's in the front or in the back, but you open your hands because you open your heart to receive a flow of the Spirit inside of your life. If you want to receive that today, even if you have before in your life and you need just a touch up or refresh, we're going to take time and just hang on this for a second. Opening our hearts right now for a fresh touch, a fresh wind, a fresh fire of your love to come inside of our lives. And there's nothing that's hidden that you won't reveal and that you'll keep us close to you, Father. God, you never would expose us to embarrass us, but you expose the darkness so that we can draw closer to the light of who you are. So God, in this moment, we just lift our hands and we lift our hearts and we surrender to you, Father. As you move mightily among us, as we get that fresh fill up of your love again, that draws us closer to you, and it doesn't keep us away from you, but it pushes us closer and closer to you. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. It's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. It's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, bouncing you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, bouncing you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Love. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away.
Thank you.
Jesus. How many feel Father's presence here this morning? I mean, seriously. 70% of the churches in Tulsa don't feel what? I'm not saying 70% of the people that attend churches in Tulsa don't get this experience. You can be seated. And this morning, I want to stay sensitive to the way that Father is moving. We're eclipsing from the way we did church in the 70s, where we were very, very aware of God's presence, very aware of God moving, very aware that Jesus was coming, very aware of things that we're not aware of today. And then we had a faith movement that came through our nation that was great, where we were over here in a ditch and you had some great faith teachers that pulled us out of the ditch to the middle road. But unfortunately, that movement took us over to another ditch that we lost perspective. And Father is wanting to bring us back onto the main road, the pathway, the narrow way that He has. One of the things I wanted to say I was thankful for was next week my son will be ministering to us. He has taken a very long sabbatical off of Facebook, but I am posting on his Facebook to touch all his friends that we can to be here. We have some people that have already said that they will be here that used to come here that don't come anymore to hear that. And that's great. I applaud that. That's great. But there's lots of his friends like Josh and Kelly and some things that I can name that knew him and are already going, is he coming? So if you see the post where I post, because it'll come up on mine, share that going out there. I wrote his little deal yesterday. Father's already dropped in my heart what to write in the next couple of days. Every day, a new perspective. I have no idea what he's preaching on, and it doesn't matter. Listen, your first sermon, my dad, how long was my first sermon? 13 minutes or 17? 17 minutes. My dad, he timed my first message that I ever did, 17 minutes. And I went through Genesis and Revelation, if you can believe that, in 17 minutes. You probably wish I could do that again. But, but speaking on a Wednesday night, a Sunday night, those kind of things are Bible studies. Those are Sunday mornings are a whole different beast. You can attest to that, can't you? It's totally different than anything. Unless you do it, you don't know what it's like. But be in prayer that the Word of God will come greatly from Him Sunday morning when He comes. And I'm praying for salvation for a lot of... It's not so much Him preaching, but it's Him touching friends that were out there. Amen? About our breaking up in groups this morning, that is going to be a standard with us, I feel, that the Father is calling us back to. We're watching the church really begin to make some changes in some area. Last week, we had a lady that was in the back corner. She has been part of our church over 20 years. She shows up one or two times a year, every now and then. Life has been tough on her. Last week she says, I know I need to be here all the time. Pray for her husband. Long situation, long story. But what happened last week is when I prayed and I turned, no one went to her to pray with her. This is a place where we learn how to pray. Even you guys over here, y'all know God. And you know how to pray. I see you here coming here on corporate prayer. Us that are sitting here and we see, this is where we learn to pray. If we can't learn, well, I don't pray out loud. I was raised in this church where a lot of people, and you might reflect this, a lot of people get up and go, I have an unspoken request. Well, sometimes that is a good thing in a crowd. But there are other times where it becomes another wall. You can pray for me, but I won't let you engage with me, and it stays secret, and the enemy still beats you out up. And that's why it says to confess your faults or your in things in your life that you might be healed. Us that know how to pray, us that have a prayer life, us that know how to pray, the Marys, the Marguerites, the Trishas, the Normas, the Marshas, all of us that know how to pray. I think most everyone does. When we say, let's break up in group, if we see someone who's visiting, that can be a very intimidating thing, but it can be a very break down the walls and healing thing. I would say, go find somebody you can pray with. And if they're new or they're intimidated, don't force them to pray. You do all the praying. And take that edge off. And what you said when I said, anyone feel the presence of God? They will feel the presence of God. I remember one girl getting so touched by God here. She stood in the hallway back here and she was just crying and weeping. And I said, what's going on? She goes, I've never felt this before. And she never came back. She never came back because her mentality and in the arena of where she was in life, she said, I'm not willing to let that go to be touched by something I know is real. But it is that presence that breaks, that anointing that breaks the yoke. To some, the scripture says, to some, he is the fragrance of life. To others, the fragrance of death. So many people will feel the fragrance of God and it'll bring life. Some will run from that, even being so touched. The story of the demoniac at the Gadarenes. He ran to what was righteous. The town says, please leave us alone. So see, even if we engage with those people, there will be some that will be greatly touched. So I want to encourage you, if all of us that are here, all of us, really, it's every one of us that are here. We know how to do this thing. So when we see visitors, let us get up and not neglect them. I went back and I prayed with her. But we need to do that because the one thing I hate to hear is, Don, we love your church. People right here in this have said that to me, your church. And I'm going, this isn't my church. This is our church. And this is where the Father comes. And it's His church that we come to. Amen? Amen? Amen. You have anything you want to say? Ladies, yeah, if you haven't signed up, get signed up. And what? It's Mission Sunday next week. We want to give into the missions. We're already seeing CCNM already going back and forth to Trujillo and, moving their location of ministry there. I am going to ask for every guide that can. What we need to do is next week we will be completely decorated for Christmas. So I need our guys, period, to help bring that Christmas tree in and get it set up. And bring in the decorations. We will do, and we have people that are coming to decorate, so you don't have to worry about staying and decorating, but I cannot lift the tree. I can't bring that in. So we'll show you what we need to be brought in, set up here, and I want to stop real quick. Tom had surgery this week on his knee. If you've seen, he's not getting around. I told him, bummer, because I had a soccer game lined up for us today. But, Father, we just reach our hands over towards where Tom and Cindy are. And I know that he's been having, massive trouble just even walking. So God, He has placed His faith in the hands of a doctor to bring healing to that knee. And Father, we thank You for that. But now what we do is we ask for speedy recovery. That Lord, You supernaturally cause that body to function as You designed it to be. You dwell in him, and where You dwell, there is healing, and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Kiddos, you can be dismissed, and...